You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM on your radio dial and streaming online worldwide at xray.fm. I'm DJ Sirius Moonlight.
And I am DJ Palmdot.
And you're now in the realm of intuitive navigation.
All right.
Welcome to our show.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Welcome to our humble little show.
I think that's what tripped me up, is you usually say, thanks for tuning in.
Keep me on your toes.
Yeah, and so I was like, thanks for, welcome to the being here. Like, I just didn't. Anyway. creatures of habit. But, yeah, it's true. You gotta change it up sometimes.
You gotta change it up.
Sometimes you have to zag on them.
Sometimes you gotta zag.
Yeah, gotta zag. Think you're gonna zig, but then you zag. So, anyway, hi, everyone. It's another nice late summer weekend.
Right. It's kind of late summer. It's like, feel just a little chill,
A little breeze ripping through.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm kind of into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been a little respite from the super heat, so.
Agreed.
Been good. And we do have many new songs.
We do have many new songs.
Of much excitement.
It's very exciting.
I will say, I think there was, like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes there can be, at certain times of year, kind of, like, a little bit of a low period of releases. But I think, like, the profusion has already begun of, like, leading up to fall and spring tours.
Yeah.
And post-pandemic, like, everyone made these records, and now they're all coming out.
Yeah.
I really think we're feasting on the new music front. Yeah, and obviously people are getting back on tour, and venues are opening, and all of that is super exciting.
That is very exciting.
You can now go to the club, everyone.
Go to the club.
The club is open.
The club is open. Please vaccinate.
You can go to vaccinate and then.
I mean, you kind of have to.
You can get like, vaccinated literally. And then you can go to the club, which is good.
Yeah. Exactly.
Good. That's how it should be. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I think this next artist is kind of perfect for kind of the season that we're in. Midnight Trust just came out with a new album. It's called Untourable Album.
Such a good title.
Which is a fun tongue-in-cheek album title. I was looking online, and they actually are touring, starting next month. They're actually going to be in Portland in October. October 8th, they're going to be at Aladdin Theater. I feel like it's been forever since, like,
yes.
Usually part of this show is me saying, this band's going to be on tour, XYZ, or they're coming to Portland, XYZ.
Totally.
And I think that's the first time I've actually uttered that in 18 months, which is pretty wild.
Same, yeah. We're going to have to start keeping you guys in the loop about the tour dates again.
Exactly, yeah. Stay tuned right here to Intuitive Navigation. We're going to kick things off with Midnight Trust. I really love this album. It just came out. I think it came out like on a Thursday or like a Wednesday, kind of an interesting day to release an album. It's like a great like walking album, a great like at work album.
Yes.
I feel like it works both ways. You can kind of like zone out and do the thing that you're doing while the album's on. But if you listen closely, there's tons of like beautiful details and really great arrangements, really consistent, like really one of the more consistent groups out there, I feel like. For some reason, I thought of Little Dragon as well, even though they're kind of different, but just in terms of the consistency, it's kind of how I feel about Midnight Trust.
Same. Yeah, right? I'm kind of in like a similar sonic vein to Yumi Zuma as well.
I
yeah,
can see that.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're going to play a couple tracks off the album. This first one's going to be called O Dove.
Broke up on. Oh, duh. Thank you. through my life with motto, moving sides, my brother needs a lie in other states of sensory from the park. I spent those days withdrawn in my ways, a modest mistake. I don't think that I'm better off somewhere the weather washed as my face grew long with the rain. What's the real importance? Losing every single portion. Watching the buildings blur from the window to my left. Could that head move at a million miles, Millennium Express? The way you feel, see from your chest, comes every real thing. Looking west, I left a good thing. No, she's best without brooding. Sweet sensory in my thoughts. We spent those days in August away in solace, you'd say. In love and so involved, one kiss and I would dissolve into space. I'm all in a haze. My new one's bay, watching the buildings blur from the window to my left. Watching the buildings blur from the window to my left. Could that head move at a million miles, Millennium Express?
Another track from Jelani, Aria, with the song The Millennium Express, off of his new album, I've Got Some Living to Do, from the burgeoning label, No Matter.
Yeah!
Shout out to Jelani, we really like that album, really fun. We're talking off air, it could also be called The Millennial Express, but then we realized that Jelani is, like, very young. He's a Gen Zer.
Yes. Sure. Millennial Express is my personal train, but I, yeah.
It's your train, yeah.
That's my train.
Yeah.
But it's true. I did realize that Jelani very much Gen Z.
Yeah, exactly.
Gen Z Express is fun also.
Yeah, but that's a good train as well.
Yeah.
Shout out to him. We also, in that set, had another track from Men I Trust called Sugar, from their album, Untourable Album.
Very good. Yeah.
Very, very... I don't know. I think there's just going to be a crop of, like, pandemic adjacent, better or worse, albums.
Oh, yeah.
And album titles and references. And this is one of them.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And you're tuned into Intuitive Navigation on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours. I'm DJ Sirius Moonlight.
And I'm DJ Palm Dot.
And, this is Intuitive Navigation.
Right here on X-Ray FM.
Which brings you brand new music every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Sure. Next up, we have new music from Fawness, who is one of my favorite artists, signed to Cassine, which is a great indie label. She has a new single called Dragonfly, which is very up my alley, and it is from her forthcoming EP, Maiden No More. And it has this great line, which is like, my destiny is mine. I'm a dragonfly. And it's like so great. Anyway, highly recommend this song and this video. She's great. Incredible.
Looks like Watch your eyes glimmering in the heat. The rest of me slipping beneath. There's a scent over your skin. It's a surface of reason. The smell of the sand burrowed in. You are the desert breathing. Sing a lullaby by fire. Read me now, so shy, so shy.
Thank you.
You just heard Half Waif with a new, with that, well, not so new song, but a relatively new song called Swimmer from her album Mythopoetics, which came out, I think, a few months ago, but it's been on heavy rotation for me, and have been having fun slowly playing you guys all the many great songs from this record.
It's like, a great one.
Such a good record, yeah, one really of my good. Favorites of the year so far.
Yeah.
Prior to that, we heard James Blake with his new single Life Is Not the Same from forthcoming album Friends That Break Your Heart.
Wow.
Yeah.
Drama.
Beautiful, sad song. And also earlier in that set, we heard Purity Ring with So Shy, a new single from some faves.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a great set.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I had a
nice time as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're tuned into Intuitive Navigation here on X-Ray FM.
We're going to keep things moving with a new record from Nigel called No Sun. We're going to play the first track off of it. Kind of in the kind of well-worn tradition of a breakup album. Kind of very introspective album and kind of speaking to, I guess she had a very long marriage that just broke up.
Wow.
She also got her PhD in, like, musicology. She was, like, she kind of took a break from music for a while.
Oh, cool.
In terms of, like, you know, making and, like, performing music to, like, get her PhD. So, like, all these kind of big life events were happening with her studying for that and also kind of going through this breakup.
Oh, wow.
Leading to this record, which is actually really beautiful. And it kicks off, like, very sort of ambitiously. You don't usually have an opening track that's, like, 6 minutes, 47 seconds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Usually it's like,
wow,
the closer or somewhere later in the thing, especially in pop music. So it's pretty ambitious, really beautiful. So yeah, check it out. This is Night Jewel with the track Anymore.
I can't describe anything that I want. I can't rely on my desire anymore. It went away in you. What am I supposed to do? Because it seems you took over mine.
To be idolized, and idolized because of what they do in war.
¶¶
Newcomer Holy Bruin with the track Catching Feelings, new single, kind of a fun dancey track there. Prior to that, we had another track from Tinashe called Unconditional. It was a K Trinata produced one, was really fun, from her new album 333. And yeah, we opened that set off with a track from Nightingale called Anymore.
Loved all those songs very much.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
We went on a stylistic journey there.
We did, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you're tuned into Intuitive Navigation on X-Ray FM. Oh, no. Okay. Next up, there is no higher echelon of drama than this. The new Halsey album. And visual album accompaniment is being released this weekend. It's called If I Can't Have Love, I Want Power. And it's a visual album.
Same.
In IMAX theaters right now.
Head up to Tiger.
Yeah.
Catch it at the Bridgeport Village.
That's right. You can catch it at Bridgeport. And it is, yeah, it's really an interesting idea. It's a kind of conceptual film tied into the record that is kind of like Elizabethan English style kind of aesthetic or plot line. And as someone who literally loves royal family period pieces, I'm pretty intrigued. But yeah, kind of an interesting symbolic journey through the record. And she has released a single taken from that album and visual album called I Am Not a Woman, I'm a God.
Just wanna feel something, tell me where to go. just to jump away from where you wanna go. But you're too afraid of doing it alone. So getting halfway there is all you've ever known. I've been down that road. Every day is like you're playing it, a different game that you can never win. Hold your head up, you'll find your
support for X-Ray FM comes from Morrill Inc., offering commercial printing, direct mail, and promotional products. Morrill Inc. is a union shop with 30 employees in Northeast Portland. To find out more, visit morrillinc.biz. Morrill Inc., ink on anything, mail anywhere.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Portland's own Atlas Tattoo. The crew at Atlas has served Portland proudly for over 20 years with tattoos and lively banter. More information about Atlas Tattoo can be found at atlastattoo.com or in person at 4543 North Albina Avenue.
I was mesmerized. just mesmerized.
Is the